course, it's so different now. They'd have to ship it on a train. I don't know how it ever got there without souring and things like that, but it was shipped. So I remember when they shipped it from Lounsboro. We didn't. We didn't know. Pickett didn't like a dairy. He had cows. He did have a dairy one year. What am I talking about? We had a big dairy over yonder, but he didn't like it to start with, and so he got rid of it. He sold out all of his dairy cows. See, there's a difference in the dairy cows and the cows you raise for beef, altogether different.
Grass that grows on the cotton field.
Just call it weeds or grass, and you have to go around and you put something in your cotton that you plant now in the ground, and the weeds don't come up in the cotton like they used to. Used to, when I was first came out here, we had 40 or 50 people out there chopped what they call chopping cotton. You chop it down, you plant it, and then you chop it down to certain, and now they just plant it right straight along. You don't chop through it at all. And it grows up thick, and that poison that's put on those seeds when it's put in that ground or in the ground with it, it'll kill the weed but won't kill the cotton. Smart people in this world.
Was it fenced off, your land?
Oh, in spots, you don't have the whole place fenced off.
No.
See, there's over 1,200 acres or 1,500 acres in this place. You never put, it's broken. Now, this side you see is fenced, but where you see that fence over yon on the other side of the road, there's a little road running out over there. There's no fence across that over there. But now in front of over here, there's a fence here, and then there's, I was in the fence out back here, but when you go down the highway there, all up in the cotton field, there's no fence there. But when you get out to the crossroad where he did have his cows and where he had certain other things planted, there's fences and cross fences.
What's a cross fence?
Well, you build a fence, like you square this room off, and you want to take half of it off, you put a fence through that, and you call that a cross fence.
What kind of fences were they?
Why? Oh, we never had... No, long years ago they had log fences, you know, rail fences. But not in my day and time. No, they were wire fences ever since I could remember.
Well, what about to keep the animals? Were there fences?
Well, those wire fences kept the animals off of your crops.
Uh-huh.
And then if you wanted to divide your cotton field and put corn on one side and something on the other. And a long time ago when you got through picking cotton, you turned your cows in there, everybody had some cows, to eat the cotton leaves. Now, you take an airplane and fly over your cotton field and kill the leaves on it before you can run the picker through it. Nothing goes like it did years ago, nothing.
Did your wire fences, were they the kind that are prickly?
Well, they were different kinds. The barbed wire was strand wire. And then there would be a wire, it would be this high, different height, and that would be in little blocks, no stickers, anything on it. And you'd have to put posts in the ground and stretch that wire around that. And a lot of times they would have just a low, if you didn't want anything to get in down under close there, and then above that have 2-3 strands of barbed wire. And barbed wire had stickers on it. You couldn't climb over it, anything else to stick you.
I guess that's what was
Oh, yeah, a lot of horses used to get cut on barbed wire. They get running and playing, and we've had several horses just cut up terribly on barbed wire.
Did you ever have any fences made of stone?
Have what?